Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, and this is your local news update for Friday, May 8th. Today is National Student Nurse Day. So a big thank you to all the future nurses out there learning how to take care of the rest of us. Even the ones who insist, I'm fine. I'm just going to walk it off. While clearly not being fine and or walking it off. We appreciate you more than you know. Coming up today, we're talking about major steps towards regional healthcare collaboration in the Eastern Sierra, an INYO search and rescue mission with a four-legged twist, a cashless season at the Bishop Park Pool, cleanup efforts in Mammoth, federal funding for fire protection in Mono County, Bodie getting some well-earned statewide recognition, traffic impacts on 395, sports, and your weekend community calendar. Today's newscast is brought to you by Faultline 395, a small batch outdoor clothing brand based right here in Mammoth Lakes. Their gear is designed and tested in the Eastern Sierra, which means it's made for the kind of place where your day can start with coffee in town, turn into a trailhead adventure, and somehow end with wind, snow, sun, and a brewery stop all before dinner. From hats and hoodies to mountain ready apparel, Faultline 395 is built for the 395 lifestyle. Local, rugged, comfortable, and ready for whatever the Sierra throws at you. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Leaders from across the Eastern Sierra gathered at Northern INYO Healthcare District on April 23rd to discuss the challenges facing rural healthcare and how to protect access to care for communities throughout INYO and Mono counties and neighboring areas. The working session brought together representatives from Northern INYO Healthcare District, Toyabe Indian Health Project, Southern INYO Healthcare District, INYO County Health and Human Services, statewide hospital organizations, and state and federal legislative offices. Mammoth Hospital was invited to attend, but had a board of directors meeting scheduled at the same time. Participants spoke about the impact of the One Big Beautiful Bill, the HR1 funding cuts, ongoing rising costs, workforce shortages, changes in Medicaid policy, and opportunities through the Rural Health Transformation Program. The meeting also included a tour of NIHD facilities, including the aging modular units that currently house primary care clinic services. Christian Wallace, CEO of Northern INYO Healthcare District, credited the California Special Districts Association with helping bring partners together and said regional cooperation is essential. "We all realized that we are codependent on each other," Wallace said. "If one hospital struggles, it affects the entire Eastern Sierra. We all have to survive together or we're all going to fail." Representatives from state and federal offices said they understand the challenges facing rural providers and plan to continue working with local leaders as policy decisions move forward. Healthcare leaders agreed the meeting marked an important step towards stronger regional coordination. The group hopes to establish a regular meeting schedule to continue working together on shared priorities. Wallace said cooperation across hospitals, tribal health systems, and county services is key to keeping care available close to home. "We're stronger when we work together," he said. "That's why bringing everyone to the table matters." And this week marked a meaningful milestone as the Board of Directors and Executive Leadership from Mammoth Hospital and Northern INYO Healthcare District held their first ever joint board meeting. This monumental event represents the first time both organizations have formally met with a shared goal, collaborating to provide the best possible healthcare services across Eastern Sierra. The afternoon began with Northern INYO leaders touring the Mammoth Hospital campus for a firsthand look at recent investments in patient care, including updates to the Family Medicine Clinic, Dental Clinic, and Laboratory. Over the past year, executive leaders from both facilities have increased discussions to share ideas and align regional service needs. Through these productive conversations, both teams have developed a shared vision, delivering high-quality, coordinated care to the residents and visitors of Mono and INYO counties. CEOs Christian Wallace of Northern INYO and Melanie Van Winkle of Mammoth Hospital echoed a commitment to this partnership, recognizing that collaboration creates new opportunities to expand access, strengthen services, and navigate increasing health care complexities. "This was a much needed and energizing step in the right direction," said Melanie Van Winkle. "By strengthening this relationship, we can expand the quality and scope of care available and better serve our communities across both counties." While INYO Search and Rescue is generally a rescue organization for humans, they occasionally get called to help a human's friend on 4 feet. This was the case in the evening on Friday, May 1st, when INYO SAR was alerted to an exhausted elderly border collie in Panamint City in the Panamint Range of Death Valley National Park. After a short discussion about availabilities for human missions, INYO SAR decided they could spare a few rescuers to go on a side quest. Five rescuers assembled a 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, drove to Panamint Valley, joined a park ranger, and started hiking roughly 7 miles to reach Caleb the dog. After receiving a few treats and making friends, Caleb allowed the rescuers to put him into a canine rescue sling. Rescuers then took 10-minute turns carrying the dog 7 miles back to the trailhead. While Caleb wasn't excited to be cooped up in the sling, he quickly realized that Sar was there to help him. At 5:30 p.m., everyone arrived back at the trailhead and released a happy Caleb from the rescue swing. And Yosar thanks the National Park Service for the assistance with this special mission. Mono County Public Health Officer Dr. Tom Boo provides important context and reassurance regarding recent international news surrounding a hantavirus outbreak linked to a cruise ship. The outbreak on a Dutch cruise ship was caused by Andes virus from South America, which is different from North American hantaviruses. North American hantaviruses do not spread from person to person, but Andes virus can. The Andes virus is likely not contagious enough to develop into a major pandemic. However, intensive international control measures and cooperation are necessary to limit the spread. There have been zero hantavirus cases in Mono or Inyo County this year. People in the Eastern Sierra should continue to take the usual precautions around rodent infestations in enclosed indoor areas. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing, all in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, it shouldn't require an aftershock. The City of Bishop has announced that the Bishop Park Pool is going cashless with the start of the 2026 season. The pool is no longer accepting cash or checks. Only Visa and MasterCard payments will be accepted. Public swim admissions for adults, $9, and children are $6. Children 3 and under are free with a paying adult. Lap swim and water aerobics are each $6. Season passes are also available. Early season with limited lap swim and water aerobics hours started May 5th and ends June 4th. The regular season begins June 6th and runs through August 9th, with times for public swim, lap swim, and water aerobics. Late season will run from August 11th to September 11th with public swim and lap swim. Registration for swim lessons is also open, as well as junior lifeguards and aquatics camp. Complimentary trash bags are now available from the Town of Mammoth Lakes offices between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the Mammoth Disposal offices from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Grab a bag or two before Saturday, May 15th, to clean up the town's streets, trails, multi-use paths, parks, neighborhoods, and public spaces. Drop your full bags of trash at the Mammoth Disposal Transfer Station on May 15th and 16th between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., or from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sustainability Fair on Saturday, May 16th at the Community Recreation Center, CRC. Please visit the Mammoth Lakes website for more information about Town Cleanup Day. Congressman Kevin Kiley has secured more than $4.5 million for key projects across California's 3rd District. Money included in the Agriculture Appropriations Funding Bill that passed through the House Appropriations Committee last week. These investments reflect our commitments to improving and strengthening our rural communities across 3rd District, said Congressman Kiley. Each of these projects, including improving aging infrastructure, providing fire protection, and forest management, represent a meaningful use of taxpayer dollars. Included in the bill was funding for the Sunny Slopes Fire Station in Mono County. Nearly $1.2 million will be used to provide critical fire protection and emergency response services to residents in an area that currently lacks nearby coverage. It will also protect critical water infrastructure operated by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, including the Crowley Lake Reservoir and Long Valley Dam. Mono County thanks Congressman Kiley for his steadfast support of this critical project. The Sunny Slopes Fire Station will provide an emergency response service to residents throughout the Sunny Slopes, Tom's Place, and Crowley Lake communities where no fire station currently exists, said Jennifer Kreitz, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. It will also protect the Crowley Lake Reservoir, Long Valley Dam, and the statewide water resources they support. The Mono County Board of Supervisors is proud to see this project included in the U.S. Department of Agriculture spending bill and deeply grateful for Congressman Kiley's leadership in making it happen. We urge our senators and the U.S. Senate to pass a spending bill that includes this project. California State Parks Foundation released the results of the second annual Best of California State Parks poll. This poll highlights state parks beloved for hiking, camping, and spectacular views, wildflowers, family-friendly adventures, and more. This year's winners and honorable mentions include parks that stretch across 24 counties in California. It includes a wide range of parks, including urban, desert, coastal, woodland, and historic parks, highlighting the diversity of the system. Bodie State Historic Park was the winner of Best State Park for learning about history. Honorable mentions went to Jack London State Historic Park in Sonoma County and Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park in Amador County. The California State Park system includes 280 state parks and growing, over 340 miles of coastline, 970 miles of lake and river frontage, 15,000 campsites, 5,200 miles of trails, and more than 3,000 historic buildings, and more than 11,000 known prehistoric and historic archaeological sites. These places represent the incredible diversity of experiences we can find in our state parks, from exploring the coast to learning about our history, said Rachel Norton, Executive Director of California State Parks Foundation. We hope California will use the Best of California State Parks poll results to get inspired to get outdoors with family and friends. On Eastern Sierra Now's Just a Minute election coverage program, we sat down with Gerard Harvey, candidate for Inyo County Superior Court Judge.
And how can a judge best serve a rural and geographically large community like ours?
I think it's by getting out in the community, to getting to know the people and getting to know what's going on in your court. Civil disputes that occur in your court, as they may be in far-flung spots in the county, but I don't think it's impossible for the judge or judges to go see what these disputes are, actually go out to the property and see what the disputes are. Some may think I'm crazy. I think it's totally reasonable that judges in a county like this should be able to do that.
Now to the roads. New traffic impacts start next week on US 395 at J Street in Bishop. The eastbound turn lane onto J Street will be closed while crews connect new water lines. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Detours are available. Several ongoing projects also continue. In Bishop, on the northbound lanes of US 395, the outside lane and shoulder are closed from Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. The southbound shoulder will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will continue through the end of May. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday, 6 to 8. Work on the Bishop Pavement Project will pause May 19th through the 30th during the Mule Days Festival, but work on the northbound side of US 395 is ongoing. The right turn pocket on East Line Street onto US 395 and the left turn pocket on US 395 from West Line Street are closed. Access to Willow Street from US 395 is unavailable. On North Sierra Highway, the southbound outside lane and shoulder are closed. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. In Mammoth, Restaurant Week continues through May 9th. The inaugural celebration will offer exclusive specials and unique menu offerings across town. Participating businesses and a map guide can be viewed at visitmammoth.com. Crowley Fish Foundation is hosting an outing for Mammoth kids ages 10 to 18 at the Crowley Lake Marina on Saturday from 8 to 11:30 a.m. The event is free, but space is limited and all participants need a liability release form signed by a parent or a guardian. A kids fishing day will be held at Mount Whitney Fish Hatchery on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kids 16 and under fish free. Bait will be provided, but bring your poles, lines, and hooks. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is leading a free birdwatching excursion at Black Lake Preserve from 8 to 11:30 a.m. Binoculars and birding guides will be provided. All birding levels are welcome, and kids are encouraged to attend. Sierra Forever welcomes the public to stop by the Alabama Hills Mobius Arch Trailhead on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for their weekly ranger program. Learn about the Alabama Hills and its local birds, or ask questions about camping, trails, or conditions. Saturday in Mammoth from 4:30 to 7, the Mono Arts Council is holding a reception for the second annual Student Art Show. Art made by K-12 students from all over Mono County will be displayed. The show runs through June 8th. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory Seminar Series continues Tuesday, May 12th from 7 to 8 p.m. with a presentation on golden mussels. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. Young people are encouraged to attend, and well-behaved children are welcome. Bishop Union High School's Bronco Athletics will host a signing day to celebrate college-bound student-athletes Wednesday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. The location has been moved to the Gus Klikas Gymnasium. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Friday, May 8th. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for spending part of your day with us as we keep you connected to what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And another thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. You can catch Eastern Sierra Now news every weekday, and if you want news any other time of the day, head to easternsierranow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media for up-to-the-minute local updates, and like and subscribe on YouTube for video news, interviews, entertainments, and local programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great weekend, keep an eye on the road work, be nice to student nurses, and remember, if a border collie can get rescued out of the Panamints, you can probably make it through your Friday. Have a good weekend, everybody.